Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back. 11:06 in the nation's capital. Denton Day at high noon, top of the hour. We're leading you into this. It's been a great week based on how I judge the first week, and that is no casualties. But to be sure of that, we'll go to Donna Hopkins, who's joined us throughout the week, who's been on the scene, and it's not an easy beat. As exciting as it is to be there, it's still, whether it's hot, cold, windy, whatever's going on, you're still on your feet. And once the excitement wears off, you're still on your feet and it's hot. And so, to my knowledge, we didn't lose anybody. Is that accurate as far as you know right now, Donna Hopkins?
Well, for the most part, Rick, you hit it head on. I mean, it's so early in training camp right now, and to start off with nobody going down and basically someone coming up that has surprised all of us as Johnny Newman. That's what's the highlight of camp. I think the big story is to have him back. And if you put eyes on him, Newton, you'll be understanding why they're happy to have him back, because this is a big guy that fills the space on that defensive line. So it was good having him out there, and really all the guys coming back in camp. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, people coming back in camp ready. Dan Quinn talked about them getting there early, wanting to get in, get going. And where do you find that in players coming back in July, from vacation, and now they're out in the hot sun, the hot heat, and they're begging to be on the field.
Love that. You hear that, Metal? Begging to be on the field. Everyone that I've heard from our 26-year-olds to the veterans that are out there covering the beat, enthusiasm, a real willingness to get better. And the theme of it has been that mix between that youth and enthusiasm and age and experience of a Bobby Wagner. And that's the thing that I keep, and Eckler, To me, Wagner and Eckler are like the seasoning that your grandma put on that dressing during Thanksgiving that kind of takes it over the edge. And I might, you know, I'm thinking about those three guys and throw the tight end in as well. I like the seasoning of the cagey veterans that still have some meat on the bone that should really be a great advantage to this football team.
Hey, Rick, as they say that, the home cooking is not good unless you have the right seasoning, the right ingredients in the mix for the cake to come up right instead of flat. Mm-hmm. And those players that you mentioned early on, they are the ingredients, the main ingredients that make the cake rise even better. But, you know, the other thing about these guys out there, everybody that I've talked to, I've asked them how has their game progressed since the new coaches have come forward. Have they seen developments in their game from practice to putting it all in place on the field? And everybody that I talked to, they talked about how their game has elevated a little bit more this year from the OTAs to the train to the early practices up until this point, how they can start to see things that they needed to correct, starting or coaches pointed out, they're starting to see that on the field in their play. And that's what I've taken away from guys in the secondary, on defense, the linebacker play, and so forth. I'm excited about, you know, what I'm hearing from those guys.
You know, I always think back to our dear friend, Mac the Sack McGee. And Tony was one of the guys like Zach Ertz. He's one of the guys, and that's why I mentioned him, like Bobby Wagner. He brought that experience. He was the leader in so many different categories for a very young group of guys. I mean, we're talking about when Grimm was a rookie. These guys, we had a lot of young players. But Mac the Sack with the black high tops, this guy had the trust and respect of the entire team. He was a big influencer. And so that means a lot for a team like this. And I see that role that Zach brings to the table. That matters. I thought that the young fella, Willingham, who had De'Ami Brown on tape, I'm glad he had De'Ami Brown on tape, because De'Ami's one of those guys that can be a huge influencer. He can tilt a unit from average to above average based on his contribution. And he's one of those guys that really the team needs to be really good to get over the hump. You know, and Emmanuel Forbes, who they got to talk, he's got to be better because we know he's capable of being better. And so those guys can really get us over the hump, because that's where we kind of like are. To me, we're tweeners. We're right in between various categories. And all we got to do is be consistent and get a couple of big plays, and then you're at that next level. That's where I see it.
Yeah, Rick, you mentioned, let's stick on Emmanuel Forbes right now, because this is a key guy for that secondary moving into his second year, a disappointing first year. And I know talking to him earlier on, he was talking about, you know, what the coaches are trying to get from him, pull out his skill sets, his strong points. And I'm telling you, the only thing that I see is I don't see where he put on any weight yet. I mean, he's still small, and I'm thinking that in his second year that he would put on a little more weight, you know, because he's going to go up against big receivers. And so how they're looking to use him is going to be interesting this year also. And I think the coaching staff is there to bring out his skill sets and his strong suits. But I still think that for Emmanuel Forbes, he's got to put on a little bit more weight for that position at corner. You know, Rick, that you get pushed around. Brown pushed him around and schooled him last year, and it's going to be a whole bunch more receivers he come this year that he's going to have to face. So I like to see him add a few pounds, more muscle, because I haven't seen his body develop yet. Is that a negative to his game totally? No, because if he's got the skill sets and all of that, feet work and all that, Daryl Green talked about that last year as far as, you know, seeing some things that he could help Forbes do as far as getting off the line, backpedaling and all that. Daryl had the best feet I've seen as far as a cornerback. So I like to see Forbes develop more as far as strength and all of that. And I know the Commanders have a great staff out there now. But this is his year that he's got to step forward also. We talked about De'Ami Brown. Emmanuel Forbes is another one of those guys that has to step forward and really play big.
Well, I hope that we add to that list Andre Jones Jr. and K.J. Henry. Sometimes you get a real elevation that second year, and these guys right now realize they invested in people at their positions. And so, you know, it's no accident that Fowler is here. There's no accident that Armstrong is here. That even makes you dig in even more. So, you know, it's the offseason, fruits of your labor, payoff. Man, that defensive side of the ball, I'm expecting a huge return from the defense. I really think that's going to be, hopefully, it starts off as the best unit on the team and really leads this team with our defense.
Yeah, Rick, you mentioned you threw out a whole bunch of names right there as far as Armstrong and Dante Flowers, and we know Dante Flowers and what he can do and what he was projected coming out of college, and we know what his skill set is, so he's going to only add a strength to that defense and Armstrong. But you talked about two young guys that are going into their second year as far as K.J. Henry and Andre Jones. And they show flashes of what they could possibly be. And I think, again, I'm telling you, I keep saying about this coaching staff putting players in positions to pull out their strengths and putting them in, you know, key positions. You know, we talked about yesterday Jamison Davis and them trying him out at two different roles, and the same thing with some of these other guys. So where we've seen them play in previous years, K.J. Henry and Andre Jones, they may be moved around a little bit more to play in other positions to pull out, oh, this is why this coaching staff is good. They're seeing the strengths of each player and saying, this is how we build our defense around the players. Most of the time, people just throw out a defense, and they say, this is what we're going to do. But you've got to have the personnel and know what the strengths of the personnel are to pull that out. So I see these two guys elevating their game a lot. And I'm going to pay attention again, Rick, to these two, the K.J. Henry and Andre Jones. Got a chance to look at them a little bit in the first week. But it was so much to take in. But this week coming up in pads is going to be key. But, Rick, I want to kind of like transition a little bit to talk about the special teams and what's happening there, because it's a whole bunch of different twists as far as the special teams this year and what they're going to do with the new kickoff rule and all of that.
Good point.
I saw a lot of – and Dan Quinn talked about what they're going to do and how they're going to elevate their special teams because of that new rule. And nobody is without being back there this week. Back there, as far, and we can't even film the special teams practice, because that's how deep in depth that they are with that special teams and not letting anybody see what's going on. But they return people. They got Eckler was back there. De'Ami Brown was back there. Even Brian Robinson. Not that these guys may be used all the time, but that's not to say that they won't be. And, you know, they had Jayton, they had Dotson back there. I mean, names that you wouldn't expect back there returning kickoffs and punts. I was like, okay, they're throwing a new spin into this. So I kind of like what they're trying to do in developing that special teams, because, you know, with the rule, it's changing everything that you've got to return. It's not no more that the kicks are going in the end zone, but you're going to have to return these this year.
All right. Well, I'm satisfied with that. Heavy Metal, you good?
I'm doing great.
All right, because Donna is so thorough. We appreciate that, man. That's
she's done a great job covering this.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm trying to give y'all the inside scoop and all of that.
Well, she's a veteran, and that's the cool, the whole key. Now, we appreciate that, and it's going to get wilder as the pads go on, and, you know, to me, that's when it officially becomes tackle football, and that is that I can't wait. Cannot wait for that, but it is awesome, and we appreciate all that you bring to the table. Have a fantastic weekend. If you talk to the old man, give him my best.
I definitely will, Rick. And next week, it's going to be fun. It's about to be fun.
Go for it. Enjoy it and hope to see you out there.
All right, Rick.
All right, good deal. That's Donna Hopkins of Skeletos on the field getting it done. And we do that because the second youngest in charge, you know, he coined the phrase boots on the ground. So with Donna, we say red Skeletos, yeah, on the ground. Break time, we go. That is Heavy Metal doing what he does best. Stick and stay. We'll be back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I've been thinking a lot about, wonder what Brock Purdy is thinking. I mean, he's human. Mr. Irrelevant, most of the people that have laundry baskets and laundry bags full of cash. What do you think some of his conversations are like when he's talking to some of his road dogs? He'll never go public, too smart for that. But what do you think he's saying? His big left tackle holding out. Wide receivers holding out. Everybody around him. Wagner. All the stars he has around him. And yet his body of work, He's been in Super Bowls, NFC Championship games, on and on and on. And he's seeing guys getting $50 million bags, and they haven't won a playoff game. So what do you think he's thinking, Metal? And what are the in the NFC?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of food for thought. All I'm saying is that if I'm in his inner circle and you wake up, and look, I love the fact that Tua, we were thinking just three seasons ago, we didn't even know if Tua's skull was strong enough for him to play the game. I give him a lot of credit. Played more than he's ever played, toughed it out, balled out, did a hell of a job. They just weren't good enough when it mattered. But he can play, and it works in that system. But, again, it's just a formula I just don't think works. And maybe, and if I'm proven wrong, hey, I'm the first to say, hey, my bad. The two rich, so you got three rich people. Yeah, I mean, break my argument down. I don't see this. This is quite strange for me. Mitchell in New Jersey. Holla at you, boy.
Good morning, Doc.
It is a good morning, Mitchell. It's better than good, Mitchell. It's a fantastic morning.
Good. Well, it's more good than bad. You're doing okay, and you breathe, and you got your help. The money's getting to be crazy. I mean, you say pay for what they might do. I just can't wait to see what Caleb and Jaden Daniels is going to be asking for at the end of year three. I'm hearing astronomical numbers for Brock Purdy. I mean, he's good, but geez.
Is he? No, you said he's good like he's bad. You said he's good, but he's played in more big games and won more than the guys you just mentioned that got bags that are making $50 million a year. What do you mean he's just good?
Oh, you could throw in Dak Prescott and what, he's not happy enough with 60-50? It's dollars, not pesos, right? We're all on the same page here.
League is making more than he is. The team's making more than him. Don't make it sound like he's the bag man. The franchise, the league, they're making more than him.
Right, and especially that commission. Start with him. You're right. See, this is peanuts compared to what the NFL, and they want, you know, they're trying to expand. When we're just playing every first week of the season, we should play in every capital, you know, in Europe and South America, and the heck with the United States.
Well, one more thing. On that.
Would you think it'd be smarter if they convert Austin Eckler just to be a wide receiver? Because he's really good. You know, he's not great on back. He's a little fragile.
He's really good.
He's
dynamic.
He'd be awesome. He'd be awesome as a wide receiver, as a number two guy.
Why would you put him out there in an area where he's not maybe the fastest or the quickest, where he's at running back? He got built-in mismatches where he is quicker and faster than the people guarding him. I wouldn't do that.
You know, Chris Rodriguez could be number two. And right now I'm going by a couple of Mr. Green Thumbs, something I'm not. So,
I'm just saying.
I'll talk to you later. You have a good one.
You can play them together. You don't have to. You can play them whenever. The running back, I like where you're coming from, but I wouldn't do that. Eckler is, we're going to be talking more about Eckler to me at the end of the season than we are at the beginning of the season. I think he's that dynamic. You've just forgotten what a badass this dude is. If we can protect, and all of our things to me are if we protect, if we do this, and if we do that, and ifs, and ifs, and ifs. But it's true, if, because if we don't pay attention to the big uglies up front, and if we don't value them putting their hand in the ground and coming off the ground, off the ball, then I just got to pray for us. That's all I got to do. But if I think we're going to do what I think we're going to do, then I ain't worried about nothing other than the obvious things, which are health and then depth. But it's good. Mitchell, as always, man, you always leave me thinking. And that's what I like about it. Let's ponder this through the break. We'll come back. I guarantee you, heavy metal will have something to blow you away when we come back. Stay with us. To me, because of FCC.
Whoa, what do you think it looks like, Doc? Hold on.
Well, I can't. It really looks like a bra.
What?
From where I'm seeing.
What?
So that would be, it looks like a half of a body from where I'm looking at it. So it's hard
it's a,
for me
it's
to
It's a
just,
skull, Doc. It's a skull. It's nothing
that.
Oh,
it's bad. A skull.
What are you, okay. Where are your mind going, man?
No, I'm just saying from my vantage point, it looks like, okay, so it's a skull. Okay. So this is your newest tat.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you explain that to our audience?
Well, I got free tickets to go to the Fredericksburg Tattoo Invitational, which I guess this is the inaugural year of it, down at the Fredericksburg Convention Center. So after I got done working with you yesterday over on 980, I went down to Fredericksburg and found a tattoo artist and got a new tattoo.
Was it painful?
Yeah, they're always a little painful, but it wasn't too bad. I've had much worse ones.
Well, all I can say is be careful, and you are, and you're a veteran. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about Micah Parsons, and I like him a lot because he talks on game day. He's a man of few words. It seems like he says, to be honest with you, I always told you guys, the contract stuff will always take care of itself. Winning games is what I need to take care of. I focus on winning games and making plays and getting sacks. Jerry Jones could meet up with my agent later, or they might handle all the other stuff. I don't know how it goes. I'm on my first deal, and I know I've got 2 years left on it. So I'm going to try to maximize those as much as possible. How do you not like that guy? Always just about him. Seems like a fierce competitor. You know he's going to want to go hard against his old defensive coordinator.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
Boy, that game, woo! That's going to be some rock'em sock'em. There's going to be a lot of people that want to put their best foot forward when that contest comes up.
When do we play them first?
I don't know, because I'm so focused on Tampa. I don't know. All I know is Tampa. And if I look ahead, it'll just throw me off. It'll throw me off, so I got to stay focused on Tampa. But I'm sure that the 26-year-old, I'm sure he'll do a breakdown on every game and give you a...
We don't play them until November, so...
Yeah, thank goodness. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that we don't have to... You're just so ready. You just know that how much it means to everybody. You know, one thing we didn't touch on, and maybe you knew more about this, but Lamar Jackson's was it an illness? Was it food? I never really got to the bottom. It's so early. I know it's okay.
I know they eat all the Uncrustables up in Baltimore.
Uncrustables?
Yeah, they're kind of it's like a pastry you get at a convenience store or the grocery store or something. But there was something last season about how the Ravens were eating like hundreds of them per week. The whole team.
What?
Yeah. It was like something with them last year. Yeah. I assume they're still eating Uncrustables in Baltimore. I don't know.
Dude, that's the first time I have ever even heard about that. An Uncrustable. Huh.
Yeah, I think okay. The idea is that they're kind of like a the idea is that it's like a sandwich with no crust, hence the name Uncrustable. But they're more like a, almost like a pocket or something. I don't know. I don't know how to explain
it. Well, I've seen people taking off. I knew a lot of, you know, growing up, when a peanut butter and jelly sandwich growing up was like a steak.
No, no, it's a brand name, though, like Twinkie. Like, Uncrustable is a thing. Like, it's a...
Oh, it's a brand?
Yeah, it's a product.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I knew a lot of dudes, they didn't eat the ends. So they don't eat, you know, people take the crust off of bread and go through all that. So that I heard about. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it says, I'm looking at an article I pulled up that says the Ravens ate over 7,500 of them over the season last year. Just the team.
The team did.
The team ate over 7,500 of them last year.
Now, I mean, now
you really
got me.
For the course of the season.
Okay, but you have me curious now about something I've never even heard of. And is it a pastry? Is it a...
Yeah, it's almost
so
like a
Pop-Tart?
Yeah, but it's bigger than a Pop-Tart. I don't know. It's kind of like those Hostess, you know, those Hostess pies they have with like apple in them or whatever.
Oh man,
but it's like peanut butter and jelly inside instead of like apple or whatever. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like a sandwich, but again with the crust cut off, so it's more of like a pouch. I don't know. You buy them at like 7-Eleven. They're real cheap. You know, it's not hard to find or whatever. But I guess for whatever reason it became like a favorite of the entire Ravens team last year.
See, I'm going to have to ask Zion about that. I bet you he's had them.
Hold on. Denton's here, and he wants to weigh in on this. Hold on.
All right, let's ask Denton.
First of all, Doc, I'm stunned that you have never enjoyed God's great gift of an Uncrustable, because a perfect Uncrustable with the bread nice and soft is literally the closest thing to heaven that we have on this planet. Second of all, if we had the budget of the Baltimore Ravens, we would put that down here. I just ate one 45 minutes ago. It's the fastest thing that zooms through our vending machines here. We got to have the dude, whoever runs the vending machine, I don't know what the company is, I don't know who he is, we got to have him on call like 24/7 because we always burn through Uncrustables here.
So they're at the station?
I didn't even know. I've never even seen them there.
Oh, yeah, they're at the station. They're in the refrigerator. I mean, you got to come on the right days, because if you get here 2 days after they're put in the refrigerator, they ain't going to be here anymore.
Well, so who's eating all of them? Zion?
Everyone. I mean, everyone except for you and Heavy Metal Chris, apparently. But
I've never even seen them. I've never even heard of. You telling me, well, he never comes in. I was about to say Sheehan, but he never comes in. But
no, he ain't either.
I've never heard of him. Ever. Oh,
they're the best. We got the grape ones here. Occasionally there'll be the strawberry ones. Those are good. If you have a sweet tooth like me, the Nutella ones you can buy at stores. They're super silly.
I think we got to bring some in for Doc.
You're a man of great integrity, so I trust you. If you're this excited about it, then now can I ask you a sports question?
Sure.
I didn't see Kevin last night in the opening ceremonies. Did you get a glimpse of him? Did anybody catch him?
I thought he was the one on the horse in the middle of the ocean that see me, or the middle of the river, I suppose, whatever that is. Was that not him?
It might have been. Now that you mention it, let's go back and look at that footage.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like his form. You know, I think he has a costume like that. Could be
he
wrong.
He would never. Ever get wet under any circumstance. You know that.
Well, if you ride the horse good enough in the middle of the ocean, you don't get wet. The horse gets wet.
Well,
right?
Had you known about this ban before last night?
No, I didn't know it. That whole opening ceremony was a decision. All 4 hours of it. That, I mean, that, there was a lot of things that went on there. Somehow the one that rubbed me the wrong way is the fact that we got Peyton Manning on color commentary before for the Olympics before we get him for football. There was a lot of decisions that were made there last night.
Wow.
Yeah, Peyton Manning
Kelly
that's Clarkson.
That's Peyton, though.
It was Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson together
with
color.
Mike Tirico.
With Mike Tirico leading.
What a weird threesome.
I know.
That was weirder than the actual threesome that the French put on for us in the thing. It was like all of it was very, very odd.
Oh, man. So what's coming up on the big show?
I thought you were the big show.
Well, I was, but right. I'm ending. Yeah. So we're going on to bigger and better things at high noon.
I mean, we're talking a lot of quarterbacks. You know, we got a couple guys national. We got a couple guys from the market at Green Bay. Talked to us a little bit about this Jordan Love contract. I was stunned when I got that notification. He got that much money, only playing 18 games. I wish I had his agent.
Yeah, but Tua, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, Tua, I mean, look at everybody's going to get paid because the league is paid. Didn't the TNT show us anything with TNT and Netflix? It's over, man. There's so much cash. Everybody's going to eventually get paid. But what are you? Are you angry?
I'm not angry.
A guy has not won anything, gets $50, $60 million a year.
I'm not angry. Go make your money. I was stunned. Yeah, I mean, I was like, that's a lot of money.
But what else are they going to do? If Tua gets it, what have they done? Yeah. All right, well, that's fun. It's always good to get DD back, man. I understand that the boss is leaving again, so we might get lucky later on in the month. So always look forward to hearing you. Do your thing, DD.
Appreciate it, Doc. Go try some Uncrustables at the top of the hour.
Yeah, now you got me going. I'm serious. I've never even heard of these things before. And I've never seen, make sure Zion doesn't get to the machine before I do, because he might be all gone. Let's go to break on that one. Why do we keep picking on that poor kid? He's really a nice person. We got to stop doing this. We'll be right back. Team, the torch, the stars are surrounding. Everybody's got a little something to say about it. It is already underway, and there's so many events. The drama, I can't wait to see how Team USA, and you know, we got to give, the women are loaded, and they are probably more of a guarantee than the men.
I think it's that Katie Ledecky is already competing for a medal later today in a couple hours here.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's going to be interesting. It's always something, somebody that comes out that steals a moment or steals this that we hadn't counted on. And that's the beauty about it. You're going to learn about somebody. Somebody's going to dominate this thing. And then we'll see. But so far, I mean, there's so much scuttlebutt, as Coach used to say, coming out. You got to be touched by Celine Dion's performance. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on that are real. I don't know but people are going to be critical. This is a point where it's going to be hard to please everyone. It's but the fact that the world engages on this, I mean, you know, hey, I just hope nothing, as we used to say, nothing ignorant takes place. I already heard there was one little bit of transportation problem that I think they were able to silence. You just hope that that's taken care of. And most of the bad things that take up, that go on, we don't even hear about it until it's over. And we just applaud all those people that protect us from mayhem. That's the key. That really is it. I can't wait to hear you and Double D, because I know you're going to share. Hopefully you'll go back. You might even play the whole song. You and Denton. I mean, did he see your new tat?
He did. That was the first thing he commented on when he walked in,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, because I know he's in the ink. Yeah, so that'll be...
Well, it's all shiny and red still because, it's still healing and everything. It usually takes about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you nervous, your first tat?
No, I was excited.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To me, because of FCC...
Whoa, what do you think it looks like, Doc? Hold on.
Well, it really looks like a bra.
What?
From where I'm seeing.
What?
So that would be, it looks like a half of a body from where I'm looking at it. So it's hard
it's a,
for me
it's
to
It's a
just,
skull, Doc. It's a skull. It's nothing
that.
Oh,
it's a skull.
What are you, okay. Where are your mind going, man?
No, I'm just saying from my vantage point, it looks like, okay, so it's a skull. Okay. So this is your newest tat.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you explain that to our audience?
Well, I got free tickets to go to the Fredericksburg Tattoo Invitational, which I guess this is the inaugural year of it, down at the Fredericksburg Convention Center. So after I got done working with you yesterday over on 980, I went down to Fredericksburg and found a tattoo artist and got a new tattoo.
Was it painful?
Yeah, they're always a little painful, but it wasn't too bad. I've had much worse ones.
Well, all I can say is be careful, and you are, and you're a veteran. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about Micah Parsons, pardon me. And I like him a lot because he talks on game day. He's a man of few words. It seems like he says, to be honest with you, I always told you guys, the contract stuff will always take care of itself. Winning games is what I need to take care of. I focus on winning games and making plays and getting sacks. Jerry Jones could meet up with my agent later, or they might handle all the other stuff. I don't know how it goes. I'm on my first deal, and I know I've got 2 years left on it. So I'm going to try to maximize those as much as possible. How do you not like that guy? Always just about him. Seems like a fierce competitor. You know he's going to want to go hard against his old defensive coordinator.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
Boy, that game, woo! That's going to be some rock 'em, sock 'em. There's going to be a lot of a lot of people that want to put their best foot forward when that contest comes up.
When do we play them first?
I don't know, because I'm so focused on Tampa. I don't know. All I know is Tampa. And if I look ahead, it'll just throw me off. It'll throw me off, so I got to stay focused on Tampa. But I'm sure that the 26-year-old, I'm sure he'll do a breakdown on every game and give you a...
We don't play them until November, so...
Yeah, thank goodness. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that we don't have to... You're just so ready. You just know that how much it means to everybody. You know, one thing we didn't touch on, and maybe you knew more about this, but Lamar Jackson's was it an illness? Was it food? I never really got to the bottom. It's so early. I know it's okay.
I know they eat all the Uncrustables up in Baltimore.
Uncrustables?
Yeah, they're kind of, it's like a pastry you get at a convenience store or the grocery store or something. But there was something last season about how the Ravens were eating like hundreds of them per week. The whole team.
What?
Yeah. It was like something with them last year. Yeah. I assume they're still eating Uncrustables in Baltimore. I don't know.
Dude, that's the first time I have ever even heard about that. An Uncrustable. Huh.
Yeah, I think the idea is that they're kind of like a... the idea is that it's like a sandwich with no crust, hence the name Uncrustable. But they're more like a... almost like a pocket or something. I don't know. I don't know how to explain
it. Well, I've seen people taking off. I knew a lot of, you know, growing up, when a peanut butter and jelly sandwich growing up was like a steak.
No, it's a brand name, though, like Twinkie. Like, Uncrustable is a thing. Like, it's a...
Oh, it's a brand?
Yeah, it's a product.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I knew a lot of dudes, they didn't eat the ends. So they don't eat, you know, people take the crust off of bread and go through all that. So that I heard about. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it says, I'm looking at an article I pulled up that says the Ravens ate over 7,500 of them over the season last year. Just the team.
The team did.
The team ate over 7,500 of them last year.
Now, I mean, now
you really
got me.
For the course of the season.
Okay, but you have me curious now about something I've never even heard of. And is it a pastry? Is it a...
Yeah, it's almost
so like a Pop-Tart?
Yeah, but it's bigger than a Pop-Tart. I don't know. It's kind of like those Hostess, one of those Hostess pies they have with like apple in them or whatever.
Oh man,
but it's like peanut butter and jelly inside instead of like apple or whatever. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like a sandwich, but again, with the crust cut off, so it's more of like a pouch. I don't know. You're buying them at like 7-Eleven. They're real cheap. You know, it's not hard to find or whatever. But I guess for whatever reason, it became like a favorite of the entire Ravens team last year.
See, I'm gonna have to ask Zion about that. I bet you he's had them.
Hold on, Denton's here, and he wants to weigh in on this. Hold on.
All right, let's ask Denton.
First of all, Doc, I'm stunned that you have never enjoyed God's great gift of an Uncrustable, because a perfect Uncrustable with the bread nice and soft is literally the closest thing to heaven that we have on this planet. Second of all, if we had the budget of the Baltimore Ravens, we would put that down here. I just ate one 45 minutes ago. It's the fastest thing that zooms through our vending machines here. We got to have the dude, whoever runs the vending machine, I don't know what the company is, I don't know who he is, we got to have him on call like 24/7 because we always burn through Uncrustables here.
So they're at the station?
I didn't even know. I've never even seen them there.
Oh yeah, they're at the station. They're in the refrigerator. I mean, you got to come on the right days, because if you get here 2 days after they're put in the refrigerator, they ain't gonna be here anymore.
Well, so who's eating all of them? Zion?
Everyone. I mean, everyone except for you and Heavy Metal Chris, apparently. But
I've never even seen them. I've never even heard of. You telling me? Well, he never comes in. I was about to say Sheehan, but he never comes in. But
no, he ain't either.
I've never heard of him ever. Oh,
they're the best. We got the grape ones here. Occasionally there'll be the strawberry ones. Those are good. If you have a sweet tooth like me, the Nutella ones you can buy at stores. They're super silly.
I think we got to bring some in for Doc.
You're a man of great integrity, so I trust you. If you're this excited about it, then now can I ask you a sports question?
Sure.
I didn't see Kevin last night in the opening ceremonies. Did you get a glimpse of him? Did anybody catch him?
I thought he was the one on the horse in the middle of the ocean that see me, or the middle of the river, I suppose, whatever that is. Was that not him?
It might have been, now that you mention it. Let's go back and look at that footage.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like his form, you know. I think he has a costume like that. Could be
he
wrong.
He would never, ever get wet under any circumstance. You know that.
Well, if you ride the horse good enough in the middle of the ocean, you don't get wet. The horse gets wet.
Well,
right?
Had you known about this band before last night?
No, I didn't know it. That whole opening ceremony was a decision. All 4 hours of it. I mean, there was a lot of things that went on there. Somehow the one that rubbed me the wrong way is the fact that we got Peyton Manning on color commentary before for the Olympics before we get him for football. There was a lot of decisions that were made there last night.
Wow.
Yeah, Peyton Manning
Kelly
that's Clarkson.
That's Peyton, though.
It was Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson together were
with
colored.
Mike Tirico.
With Mike Tirico,
I mean,
leading.
What a weird threesome.
I know.
That was weirder than the actual threesome that the French put on for us in the thing. It was like all of it was very, very odd.
Oh, man. So what's coming up on the big show?
I thought you were the big show.
Well, I was, I'm ending. Yeah. So we're going on to bigger and better things at high noon.
I mean, we're talking a lot of quarterbacks. You know, we got a couple guys national. We got a couple guys from the market at Green Bay. Talked to us a little bit about this Jordan Love contract. I was stunned when I got that notification. He got that much money, only playing 18 games. I wish I had his agent.
Yeah, but Tua, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, Tua, I mean, look at everybody's going to get paid because the league is paid. Didn't the TNT show us anything with TNT and Netflix? It's over, man. There's so much cash. Everybody's going to eventually get paid. But what are you? Are you angry?
I'm not angry.
A guy has not won anything, gets $50, $60 million a year.
I'm not angry. Go make your money. I was stunned.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a lot of money.
But what else are they going to do? If Tua gets it, what have they done? Yeah. All right, well, that's fun. It's always good to get DD back, man. I understand that the boss is leaving again, so we might get lucky later on in the month. So always look forward to hearing you. Do your thing, DD.
Appreciate it, Doc. Go try some Uncrustables at the top of the hour.
Yeah, now you got me going. I'm serious. I've never even heard of these things before. And I've never seen. Make sure Zion doesn't get to the machine before I do, because he might be all gone. Let's go to break on that one. Why do we keep picking on that poor kid? He's really a nice person. We got to stop doing this. We'll be right back. Team, the torch, the stars are surrounding. Everybody's got a little something to say about it. It is already underway, and there's so many events. The drama, I can't wait to see how Team USA, and you know, we got to give the women are loaded, and they are probably more of a guarantee than the men.
I think they said Katie Ledecky is already competing for a medal later today in a couple hours here.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's going to be interesting. It's always something, somebody that comes out that steals a moment or steals this that we hadn't counted on. And that's the beauty about it. You're going to learn about somebody. Somebody's going to dominate this thing. And then we'll see. But so far, I mean, there's so much scuttlebutt, as Coach used to say, coming out. You got to be touched by Celine Dion's performance. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on that are real. I don't know how, but people are, you know, people are going to be critical. This is a point where you're not, it's going to be hard to please everyone. It's, but the fact that the world engages on this, I mean, you know, hey, I just hope nothing, as we used to say, nothing ignorant takes place. I already heard there was one little bit of transportation problem that I think they were able to silence. You just hope that that's taken care of. And most of the bad things that take up, that go on, we don't even hear about it until it's over. And we just applaud all those people that that protect us from mayhem. That's the key. That really is it. I can't wait to hear you and Double D, because I know you're going to share. Hopefully you'll go back. You might even play the whole song. You and Denton. I mean, did he see your new tat?
He did. That was the first thing he commented on when he walked in,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, because I know he's in the ink. Yeah, so that would be,
Well, it's all shiny and red still because, you know, it's still healing and everything. It usually takes about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you nervous, your first tat?
No, I was excited. No.
Okay.
No. That's not a nervous thing for me. I was, my first one or this one or any of them, I've always been excited. Yeah, it's dude, I was driving down to Fredericksburg, a big smile on my face the whole time. It was exciting, man. Like,
yeah, that looks like that's a lot of detail. Would that take 3 hours?
No, it's only about an hour and a half, maybe two.
Okay.
He did it pretty quick. He knocked it out pretty quick. I thought he did a good job with it. So we'll see how it heals up. That's when you really find out, you know. But
yeah, no, I've always thought it's a hell of a commitment to do something that I'm sure it can be reversed, but that's got to be a heck of a commitment to.
Well, one of the nice things about working in radio and not TV is nobody really cares what I look like. So,
well, that's for now. You know, you're just getting started, so that doesn't.
I've been working in radio for 20 years, man.
Well, you're still a baby. What are you talking about? 20 years. I mean, look at Zion and look at Toby. They're toddlers. 26.
I know, they're youngins.
Yeah, just scratching the it'll be fun. I mean, that's what it's all about. We're lucky to get the content to get to this point. We're on the verge of, I mean, tackle football starting next week. And you have no idea how bad I want to see that. You know, real pads on, 11 on 11, no cards, no orchestrated. I want to see football. And you probably won't get a lot of it, maybe a little bit of scrimmage, because they can't afford to let it go crazy. They got to control it. I understand that. You got to. You have to get ready for week one. Everything is a process and has to be worked out. You can't just go ballistic in it because you got to prepare for an entire season. I get that.
So,
Doc, 9-on-7, some drills.
I know you're real excited about practice starting, like, for real this week, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the preseason? Do you like watching the preseason games?
Yeah, because I'm really into the young, to the babies. How else do you know? They got to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I love it because I want to see, like, watching Sam go through that. Well, I got to do preseason 2 years ago up in the booth. I loved it because I want to see our young people. They picked them. Now let's see if they pick good people. And they got to play. You don't know till you play. And it's their Super Bowl. We may not care, but you can't take that thrill for people who've never been in the league. No, it's exciting. No, I love it. As long as it's live. What I don't like are fake, you know, when you orchestrate the practice. And most people don't realize that it's orchestrated. They actually think it's not. It's orchestrated. Because you have to orchestrate it so it's not chaos. And you can't get people killed in practice because you need them for the games. So everything they're doing it the right way for the right reasons.
Well, you know what else we got to do, Doc?
Yeah. Get out of here.
We got to get out of here.
We got to get out of here.
It's that time.
It was so much fun. I wanted to keep going. Hey, man, love y'all. Appreciate it. Get ready for Double D now, and it's all good, and can't wait to do it again tomorrow. Aim the torch, the stars are surrounding. Everybody's got a little something to say about it. It is already underway, and there's so many events. The drama, I can't wait to see how Team USA, and you know, we got to give the women are loaded, and they are probably more of a guarantee than the men.
I think they said Katie Ledecky is already competing for a medal later today in a couple hours here.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's going to be interesting. It's always something, somebody that comes out that steals a moment or steals this that we hadn't counted on. And that's the beauty about it. You're going to learn about somebody. Somebody's going to dominate this thing. And then we'll see. But so far, I mean, there's so much scuttlebutt, as Coach used to say, coming out. You got to be touched by Celine Dion's performance. I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on that are real. I don't know but people are going to be critical. This is a point where it's going to be hard to please everyone. It's, but the fact that the world engages on this, I mean, you know, hey, I just hope nothing, as we used to say, nothing ignorant takes place. I already heard there was one little bit of, transportation problem that I think they were able to silence. You just hope that that's taken care of. And most of the bad things that take up, that go on, we don't even hear about it until it's over. And we just applaud all those people that that protect us from mayhem. That's the key. That really is it. I can't wait to hear you and Double D, because I know you're going to share. Hopefully you'll go back. You might even play the whole song, you and Denton. I mean, did he see your new tat?
He did. That was the first thing he commented on when he walked in, yeah. Actually.
Yeah, because I know he's in the ink. Yeah, so that would be...
Well, it's all shiny and red still, because, it's still healing and everything. It usually takes about 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous, your first tat?
No, I was excited. No.
Okay.
No. That's not a nervous thing for me. I was my first one or this one or any of them. I've always been excited. Yeah. I was driving down to Fredericksburg, a big smile on my face the whole time. It was exciting, man.
Yeah, that looks like that's a lot of detail. Would that take 3 hours?
No, it's only about an hour and a half, maybe two.
Okay.
You did it pretty quick. You knocked it out pretty quick. I did a good job with it. So we'll see how it heals up. That's when you really find out, you know. But
I've always thought it's a hell of a commitment to do something that I'm sure it can be reversed, but that's got to be a heck of a commitment to.
Well, one of the nice things about working in radio and not TV is nobody really cares what I look like. So.
Well, that's for now. You're just getting started, so that doesn't...
I've been working in radio for 20 years, man.
Well, you're still a baby. What are you talking about? 20 years. I mean, look at Zion and look at Toby. They're toddlers. 26.
I know, they're youngins.
Yeah, just scratching the... it'll be fun, and that's what it's all about. We're lucky to get the content. To get to this point, we're on the verge of, tackle football will start next week. And you have no idea how bad I want to see that. You know, real pads on, 11 on 11, no cards, no orchestrated. I want to see football. And you probably won't get a lot of it. Maybe a little bit of scrimmage because they can't afford to let it go crazy. They got to control it. I understand that. You got to. You have to get ready for week one. Everything is a process and has to be worked out. You can't just go ballistic in it because you got to prepare for an entire season. I get that.
So
that 9-on-7 drills.
I know you're real excited about practice starting like for real this week, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the preseason? Do you like watching the preseason games?
Yeah, because I'm really into the young, to the babies. How else do they know? They got to play.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, I love it because I want to see, like, watching Sam go through that. Well, I got to do preseason 2 years ago up in the booth. I loved it because I want to see our young people. They picked them. Now let's see if they pick good people. And they got to play. You don't know till you play. And it's their Super Bowl. We may not care, but you can't take that thrill for people who've never been in the league. No, it's exciting. No, I love it. As long as it's live. What I don't like are fake, you know, when you orchestrate the practice. And most people don't realize that it's orchestrated. They actually think it's not. It's orchestrated. Because you have to orchestrate it so it's not chaos. And you can't get people killed in practice because you need them for the games. So everything they're doing it the right way for the right reasons.
Well, you know what else we got to do, Doc?
Yeah. Get out of here.
We got to get out of here.
We got to get out of here.
It's that time.
So much fun. I wanted to keep going. Hey, man, love y'all. Appreciate it. Get ready for Double D now. And it's all good. And can't wait to do it again tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.